All right, well, I'd say, after going through the game this morning, I feel pretty much the same as I did last night. I had a lot of respect for the way, our team competed. Proud of it. Had guys battling right to the very last play. With a chance to tie or win, however you want to look at it. So I think each of us that competed in the game, players, coaches, all feel the same way. But, I'd like to probably a couple plays, a couple calls, a couple whatevers that, we'd all like to have back in a close game like that. I think you always feel that way. This is no different. So Denver's a good football team. And, we had some opportunities, but in the end, just came up a little bit short. And it's obviously a disappointing feeling at this time of year. So turn the page here and move on. And just start the process all over again. That's where we're at.
Coach, if it really takes questions, do you want to continue?
I'm done.
With all the talent that you have on the team and such a strong record in recent years, why is it so hard to win a playoff game on the road in general and in Denver in particular?
Yeah, it was a very competitive game yesterday, and said it came down a couple of plays, and they made one or two more than we did. So that's the way I saw it.
But playoff games in general, because it's not the first time you've lost a playoff game, and you've got such a strong record over the years, but for some reason, on the road, playoff games have given you a problem. I mean, just your thoughts on that.
Well, I gave my thoughts on yesterday's game. That's the game we're talking about.
Bill, in terms of football and this team in particular, how would you describe this year as a whole?
Well, I mean, we did a lot of good things, won a lot of games, and came up short in the end, so it's bittersweet.
And you said you had mentioned that you're turning the page and moving on. Have you already started to think about things for next year's team, and are there any things in particular that you're going to be looking at?
We'll do the same thing we do every year. We'll look at everything that we did, try to analyze that. We'll look at whatever the opportunities are going forward and whatever areas those fall in, make the decisions that we feel are best for the team to improve the team. Same thing we do every year. There's no change.
Specific to the game itself, the challenge, that was a big challenge in the first quarter on the backward pass versus forward pass. How did that process go down, and who sort of tipped you off that this would be a good challenge for us?
Well, I think when we saw the play live, it was looked like a questionable in terms of the forward pass. That's a tough play for the officials to see because the guys on the line of scrimmage can't see it, and the referee and the umpire are behind where the quarterback's throwing the ball, so you don't really see that straight line throw. It's not like a quarterback's under center, and he throws the ball out, and you have a line of scrimmage official there. So it's, I know it's a tough play to officiate based on the location of, where the ball was released and so forth. So it was close, and, we looked at it upstairs, and I felt like, again, by rule, the ball has to be going forward, not parallel, but forward, and just didn't think it was.
Freeney's awareness, obviously critical to that because it was a clear recovery. What were your thoughts on just his awareness on that?
Oh, good. I mean, that's what we teach him day one. So he did what he's been taught to do, and it was a good reaction on his part.
At the start of the game, you guys won the toss and elected to actually receive, which the vast majority of time we've seen you don't. You've done it before, but not the vast majority of the time. What was it about that decision that you felt was best for the team in this game?
Yeah, it was a combination of factors, and we felt that was the best way to go.
Was one of the factors the potential weather in the second half, or was that not really part of the thinking there?
It didn't look like it was going to be much of a factor in the game. I mean, as you know, I'm not going to really put any stock in what the reports are. At that point, I go with what I see, and I didn't really see much there.
Bill, anything you can share with us about your brief conversation with Peyton Manning after the game. Everybody saw it. And your thoughts on possibly playing against him for the last time?
No, I don't have anything to share. I shared it with Peyton.
How much time do you give yourself to go over from last night's game, what the things that did or didn't happen, versus prioritizing what you need to prioritize in the offseason and training?
Yeah, well, I'll take care of that game first. I've already, done that, although there's more to do, but, I'll do that first and then move ahead. But, we have a lot of things to do today with the players coming in, and last time we'll see some of them for a period of time here. So, there's definitely some things to take care of with the team.
It looked like there was an issue last night with the tablets on the side. Is that something that was resolved to your satisfaction?
It is what it is. It is what it is. It's a pretty common problem. We have ways of playing, working through it. There's really nothing you can do. Like, it's not like the headsets where the other side's really affected. You deal with what you deal with, and we've had it at home, we've had it on the road, other teams have had it. It's a fairly common problem. That didn't affect the outcome of the game. I mean, no way. But it's just part of it. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Do you have usage of the old school pictures when that happens?
Yeah, we take those as a backup. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we take those as a backup. Or, in some cases, we use those in lieu of the tablets. So in some senses, that's more dependable.
Bill, do you ever second guess yourself personally on calls or looking back at a game or a season? Or are there any personal reflections you give yourself? Looking back at a season or a particular game, is that something that you do?
All the time.
Is that frustrating? Is that do you learn? What are some of the things that you look back on and say, "Oh gosh, I wish I could have done that," or "Wish I did this"?
We look at everything. We look at everything. We look at various points of the year and look back on them: training camp, the draft, OTAs, each and every game, end of the season. We do all that, and we critique ourselves. We critique, all the things. And we do it all, and try to find areas that we can improve in. And we try to address those.
Do you regret anything about your approach to the Miami game and not winning that game and not getting home field advantage all the way through?
Yeah. Again, we evaluate everything. So those evaluations, we look at them, we take them, and we try to move on from them.
Steve Gostkowski is obviously taking the loss really, really hard. Just wondering, can you talk to us about anything you've, share anything that you said to him? Or
in any conversations I have with the players, our players and other players, between myself and that player, I hope you respect that privacy, and I try to keep that. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it will always be.
Well, any thoughts about Steve Gostkowski?
Steve's a great kicker. He had a great year for us. And as I said at the beginning, I think every player and coach participating in the game wishes there was a couple things they could have done differently. I feel that way. Everybody I've talked to feels that way. I can't imagine anybody participating in the game doesn't feel that way.
He says that he feels that it was his fault. He's putting all the blame on himself.
I think we all feel that way. I feel like it's my fault. I'm sure all the other players that play feel like it's their fault. So.
Well, 6:03 left in the fourth quarter. You had the fourth and 20-12 was the score. And you decided to go for it instead of kick the field goal from the 16. I'm just curious, when you're making that decision, what's sort of the thought process of the best
time and number of positions that you have left and what you need to do? And the number of opportunities that we had to do that wasn't very many.
When you're reviewing it, that you feel. You still feel as, obviously knowing the result, maybe that changes it, but without taking that aside, you felt, when you look back at the game, do you feel like that was still the right call based on what?
At that time, yeah, there was no hesitation in doing that, yeah.
What was the thinking similar when you went for fourth down? It was fourth and six a little bit later in the quarter.
It was like 2.5 minutes ago in the game. Right.
I'm just wondering if the thinking is
2.5 minutes ago in the game, down by 8, 4th and 5 or whatever it was. Yeah. We felt like the best thing to do was to go for it at that point. Yeah.
you described the feeling after the game as a crash landing just because of it ending so abruptly. How challenging is that for you to just get over that and move forward, like you said, and turn the page, right? I guess, does it ever get any easier with your experience in the league?
No, it's the same basic feeling 31 teams, 30 other teams have. And another team's going to have it next week. So we've been in those situations. We've been on all sides of it. Been on the good side of it. We've been where we are today. So it's life. We move on.
Do you envision yourself to be invigorated for 2016 to do that with the team, or do you ever need yourself to step back and assess? Because I know you often say it's never a good time right after a season to sort of make snap judgments and decisions.
Absolutely. Yeah, the emotion of the game is still, with all of us. But the process still has to start, so we'll start it. Do things in the normal course that we do.
Now that we've seen it for just about a full season, what were your thoughts on the longer PAT this season?
Whatever the rules are, we play by them. We don't make the rules. Those are decided by the league. Whatever they are, they are. Whatever changes they make, they make.
There was one in particular that you championed over the course of a couple of years. Did it result in what you thought it would?
Again, that's not really something for me to decide. Just trying to coach a team, do the best job I can for the New England Patriots.
As you look ahead, how encouraged are you with the core that you have coming back, the assets that you have to continue to add to the team going forward?
Yeah, again, we'll do what we always do. We'll try to make the best decisions we can for the team, put our team in the most competitive position we can for 2016.
Well, as far as the fans are concerned, would you have a message to them about how this year unfolded, and there were Patriots fans watching, would there be any message to them about this team and how you feel about this season?
That was my opening statement. That was it.
What did you like about this particular group?
Just what I said at the beginning. Competitive, tough, hard workers.
With the Broncos, their defensive plan, did they break from tendencies? Was there less of a pressure game than maybe they've normally shown over the course of the season?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, they played a lot of dime defense, which we played a lot of sub offense, so that wasn't a surprise. Lost a lot of their pressure came from their base defense, where they bring five. They didn't do a lot of that on their sub defense. They did a little over the course of the year, but percentage-wise, a lot less than their base. So, I would say that, obviously we got double coverage on the players that we expected to get it on, but that's what they do against the player. Whoever the other team's good players are, there's a lot of double coverage on them too. Wade does a good job. Wade's an excellent coach, got a good scheme, does an excellent job of, defending the team that he plays against, and he's done that throughout the course of his career. So, I wouldn't say there was anything that was revolutionary to football. It was well executed, well designed, well coached. They did a good job.
You mentioned starting the process over. What is the first step in that?
There's a lot of steps. There's a lot of different areas here to talk about. So, we're entering into the whole draft process, which I personally haven't touched. We have other people in our organization. There's, the team building, there's the schematics, there's other things that come up, some of which I don't even know what we're talking about yet, that'll happen over the next, whatever time frame, so.
And when do you start to delve into that?
I'm in it.
What was that?
I'm in it.
Okay.
Well, how significant a factor was the noise, and what were, some of the things that you guys tried to do to, combat
it? It's like that on the road every week. It's, so either in silent count, which you usually are, occasionally you're not, but for the most part, let's call it silent count on the road. And it's silent count, so it's silent.
Is it hard to change the timing with that on your end, or are there only so many options you have when you are using a silent count?
I mean, only so many options you have when you're not using it. I mean, you use those to try to change up and, you know, do the best you can to keep the defense off balance. It is what it is. Silent count. I mean, can put it whatever stadium you want to put it in. It's still, you know, that's what you're dealing with.
The offensive line, though, was able to keep pretty clean last week against Kansas City, and last night was struggled. With the benefit of a little bit of distance from last night's game, you know, what most stood out to you about some of the challenges they were experiencing on your end?
Yeah, I'd say it's a combination of things. I mean, again, I thought Denver did a good job defensively, so, you know, it's all interconnected between the receivers, the quarterback, the offensive line, the timing, the execution, the balance in the running game, longer yardage situations. I mean, it's all part of it. And in the end, it wasn't as good as what it needed to be yesterday, period, in any area, so... Wouldn't put it on any one guy or any one situation or one position or anything like that. It was just in the end we came up short.
The injuries over the course of the season, yeah, every team has them. You probably had more than maybe the average team this year. What stood out to you just in terms of the challenges that you had all season just in managing the injuries to the high volume of players that you were dealing with this year?
Yeah, I mean, but it's, again, that's part of football. So whichever ones you have, you have, and try to do the best you can to prevent them. Try to do the best you can to get them back. And the guys that aren't able to play, you have to have some way to manage that position or that person, whatever it happens to be. So that's what we try to do. I mean, I don't rank it from one year or one position or one whatever. You just go forward week to week and manage it with whatever you have to work with. I mean, I don't think the process is any different. Sometimes the people or, you know, I mean, lost a starting quarterback in 2008. Play without a starting quarterback. You know, you lose another player. That's what you do.
Does the number of the injuries that you guys did suffer, again, happens every year, but I guess how does that factor into how you evaluate things like off-season training conditioning?
Yeah, we evaluate that every year, and that's always part of it. You know, we go back and look at the previous year, look at, you know, historically the information that we have, what the nature of the injuries were, where they happened, what the circumstances were, practice, game, whatever it is, and, you know, try to find trends or try to find ways based on the testing of the athletes prior to their injuries, whether there was any type of indication that there might be a vulnerability in some particular body part or imbalance or whatever it happens to be. So, yeah, we're always working on that, continue to do that as much as we can, yeah. Try to stay out of it. Yep. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.